Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an uplifting show based on a few life stories, faith, and a lot of years of experience on this earth. It's a show that will bring inspiration and hope to all who have ever felt something in this life that does not seem fair or possible. Let's begin.
Hello. Welcome to the first show. My name is Trish Lewis. I'm calling the show Sincerely Trish. I'm sorry if this sounds like I'm in a tin can. Perfection is not the goal here. The goal here is love and a little inspiration. I put this together as an extension to my blog for a couple of reasons. I kind of want to heighten the senses of the blog. I want to add some sound. I am a voice person. I was a DJ in college, and in the 1980s, I was Trish the Dish. I was spitting your wish on WKBW. Now, I doubt any of you remember that, but life turned out more meaningful and more profound for me when I became the mom of three incredible children, and they pretty much surpassed everything in my life and became my main priority. I also put this together because I feel there's a real need. There's a lot of mindless distractions out there. And I just want to talk about life and what really counts. Plus, I'm a storyteller. And I like to make sure that we all have hope and inspiration and the ability to laugh and to cry and to reflect on what's important. Each show is going to feature somebody, and it's going to be a guest who is going to speak about someone who has had a profound effect on them, and they'll share some reasons why anything that we do here on Earth that is good is not forgotten. But I don't want to kid myself or kid you. The main reason is our daughter, Natalie. And we're not the same. I certainly am not. And it's difficult for me to talk about this, but I have to because it's the first show. But when Natalie was involved in a hot air balloon crash in May of 2014, our lives did change. We are constantly reevaluating everything. It's hard for us to even say the words that she perished. In our family, we just say, when this happened to Natalie, when this happened to Natalie. And I think we say that because we know she is with us. She's around us. I feel it. And I know that her life is my daily motivation to push myself to lead a more meaningful life. We draw comfort in knowing that Natalie pushed herself, asked for nothing, and gave the world all that she had. We loved her so much. And knowing that we have no regrets, just love and love and more love, and knowing that she lived such a beautiful life, and knowing that she was living in a state of grace, makes the unbearable bearable. I think a lot of us are too shy to talk about our faith, but I'm not. So if you don't want to hear about how important faith is, this show's not going to be for you. Remember when Jewel sang that song, "In the End, Only Kindness Matters"? Because what matters are the deeds that we do here on earth, and who has touched us, who's inspired us, who helped us, who loved us. It's time for our first guest. Her name is Julie. Her last name is Golowski. She's already an attorney. She was such a close friend of Natalie's. They were good friends since early on. And knowing how much this friendship was positive and loving and genuine really is comforting to all of us. Julie recorded her little talk about Natalie and said, "I didn't say enough. I did not give Natalie justice. But Julie, yes, you did. And I am certain that Natalie is so honored to have known how much she touched your life. Here's Julie.
My name is Julie Golowski. I was one of Natalie's best friends for so many years, yet never enough. We swam together from age 5 on the Titans and went to Narden together for high school. Natalie was a best friend of mine, but I'm not the only one. Natalie had so many best friends. She was just so likable that everyone wanted to befriend her. A friendship with Natalie was filled with huge smiles, laughs, bear hugs, delicious homemade food, and family and friends. What I admired so much about Natalie was that she knew from a young age what was important in life. It wasn't things, it was the people around you. She treasured each and every person she knew for different reasons and found goodness even on their bad days. While Natalie had so many accomplishments herself, from her amazing swimming talent, her teaching and coaching abilities, her strong faith, her enjoyment of cooking, and a love-filled relationship with her soulmate, Michael, she spent more time celebrating others. Celebrating consisted of baking cakes, homemaking cards, and inspirational words before a relay. Natalie and I had a little ritual before races where we'd stand on the side of the pool when the other one was swimming and give a simple head nod right before getting up on the block. Natalie's head nod was comforting to me because I knew I always had someone on my side. Natalie was fiercely loyal to her family and friends. She inspired others to live a life closer to God and those who bring meaning to a life well lived. If there is one thing that Natalie has taught me, it is that you are capable of having the most sincere and beautiful life possible. So why not? She did it in only 24 years. Why do we settle for getting wrapped up in the little things? The last card that Natalie gave me, mind you, for no occasion at all, was one that said, "I wish you all the joy that you can wish." Natalie truly lived to bring others up. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't think of ways to honor her. I challenge each person to be more like Natalie. Love always, love often, and spread your talents around.
Thank you, Julie. I loved it. And I love that Julie recognized that Natalie, even from a very young age, knew what was important in life. It was not things, it was people. And to celebrate others. I especially like the story of the head nod, because Natalie knew you could do it. She knew you were going to have a great swim. She's your teammate. She practices with you. She watched you. She sees your talent. She knows what you can do. Because don't we all want someone in our corner? Someone who recognizes us and our talents? We were all given life. Why not live it to the fullest? And live it joyfully. And from the words of Natalie, I wish you all the joy that you can wish. And until next episode, thank you so much for joining me on the first one. This is Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Be sure to check out future episodes on her blog, poodlewalker.com. And let's remember to live so that your life is a gift to others. Lead by example. Live to inspire and let your light shine.